Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. I'm Steve Capo. I'm your host. Today is Tuesday. What's today? Something February
23rd.
January. Jeez, January 23rd.
Yep.
Okay. It's nice day. It's been very cold lately up in the Northeast here. It's finally a little warmer. It feels like it's 40. It feels like it's 70 now because it's been.
I like the cold though because then you get snow. And we got
so
a little bit.
How has your snow been going? It's probably been going well, right? Skiing wise.
Something's
a big
the
snowboarder.
Conditions are decently okay. Yeah, they're good. They're really good out west. But
is it too icy out here right now?
Because it melts and then it freezes. So it becomes a little icy, but it's not bad. It's pretty good. But it's raining now, even in Vermont and stuff.
Yeah, it's going to rain all up north.
It creates like more like a chunky. That's why they call it the Ice Coast.
They call it the Ice Coast?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I asked you this before. What's the best skiing in the Northeast, like you think?
If you're in the Northeast and you're like in a New York City area, you just go to Vermont. It's the easiest way to go.
No, I'm talking if you had your druthers, would it be Mont Tremblant? Would that be the best place?
Oh, if I didn't have to drive 6 hours every time? Yeah, Mont Tremblant's probably the best in Canada on the East Coast because it's a big mountain.
And it feels very...
That mountain is just as good as anything in Colorado.
Okay.
Or equivalent to, like, keeping up with them. Yeah.
Yeah, I got lucky. Yeah. That's the only one I went to.
Oh, the only one? Yeah, that's
a
nice
one.
We took
the kids there, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go on this magic car. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like a French village.
It was
beautiful.
Really cute place.
So today, I wanted to go over really the Bible of all these self-help books. Napoleon Hill wrote a book in 19, I think it was 25, called The Laws of Success. Now, everybody thinks Think and Grow Rich was probably his most successful book, but this was kind of the book that really kind of started all the laws of success was one of those books. Napoleon Hill met Andrew Carnegie. This is years ago. And we're just going to go over this, and hopefully, again, we do these podcasts to help anybody setting goals. This is what tennis is about. You set goals. You figure it out. You can go through these 15 and be successful in tennis and anything you want to do. He met Andrew Carnegie. He was working as a reporter, and he was working, I don't know, you know, I should know all the details of Napoleon Hill, but forgive me if I miss some things. Met him. Andrew Carnegie hired him to write a book about being successful, and it's funny, in that book, a lot of successful people wanted him to take things out of it because he didn't want to give it away about
like secrets?
How to be successful.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of fight about that, but Andrew Carnegie hired him to write this book and research for years, and he did. He came out with these 15 laws of success. Now, the book is huge, so I'm going to try to go over this as quickly as I can because these podcasts are – you know Lex Friedman, you know his podcast? Like, he had this Matthew Fox on. I looked at it. It was 6 hours. I'm like, I can't listen to this.
6 hours.
But it was so goddamn riveting.
Yeah, yeah.
This Matthew Fox guy was like, if you ever saw Catch Me If You Can, you know, the Frank
Abagnale. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Confident scheme guy. He was a scheme guy. All he does was fake all these mortgages, fake everything. It was run on the run, blah, 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 da, da, da. Just a crazy story.
Yeah.
So, and it was, and I'm at the end. It was like 5 minutes left. I couldn't believe I listened to this whole thing.
Oh, that's.
He listened to it in the car.
6 hours?
He listened to it in the car.
Where were you driving?
When you were in the gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was just sitting there.
In
that's
pieces.
Awesome.
I didn't sit through 6 hours sitting, but fascinating. But this book, man, it's like a six-hour, you know, it's like a six-hour book if you did it. You know, it's longer than that, but I'm saying it's a huge book. So, Laws of Success, followed Andrew Carnegie around. I mean, Andrew Carnegie. Yeah, Andrew Carnegie. I get confused between Dale and Andrew. Andrew Carnegie was successful, one of the Robert Barons? Yeah, him and Rockefeller, super successful. Steel. So, follows him around. He finds all these things. So, basically, there's 15 laws to success. One, which seems obvious, like we talk about, is you need a definite chief aim. So, seems obvious. You need to know where you're going. Schwarzenegger talk about this in his Keys to Success book, his 15 Steps for Success or whatever. If you've got a great pilot and you've got a great plane, but you have nowhere to go, It doesn't matter. Okay. So if you're in the air and you have no destination, you're just driving around, it doesn't matter. You need to know where you're going.
Okay.
So great pilot, great plane, doesn't matter. You need a set goal. So you have to set that goal. And I wrote the notes down. And this is how he kind of got into this kind of auto-suggestion thing, which was his big thing in the book. You have to say it to yourself. You have to write it down like we tell all the students. Write down your goal. Say it in the morning. Say it at night. Say what you're going to do, because then it becomes more reality. So you set a chief aim. You set your goal. And then you bury it into your subconscious. You keep repeating it. You keep repeating it. I wrote some notes down. When you do this, it's basically WWH. What, when, why, and how. You're going to write down what you're doing, when you're going to do it, why you're doing it, and how you're going to do it. You need those things. You set the aim, you need all those things. What, when, why, how. So what am I looking for? What's the time frame I'm looking to get it in? Why am I doing it? Okay. And how am I going to do it?
Okay.
Write down your aim in a clear statement. Write the plan to achieve it. Form an alliance with the person to carry it out. This is the big thing. They should tell you can achieve your aim. Any idea you firmly fix in your subconscious mind by repeated affirmation automatically becomes a plan or a blueprint. Unseen powers uses indirectly your efforts toward the attainment of the objective. Auto-suggestion is a principle. So in other words, again, don't surround yourself with anybody that doesn't believe in your aim and won't support it. Don't repeat it. Don't create any negative situation. You're always going to create this auto-suggestion. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this.
No.
And the other second law of success, self-confidence. So, seems pretty obvious, but the only way to get that is through adversity. Like we said, adversity is the key to self-confidence. It's everything comes easy to someone. If somebody wins every damn match and then they start losing, it's going to be really hard for them to figure that out. That's all I always say. Somebody's got comes with too much money, too much privilege, hits some adversity, it's very tough. Okay. We talked about this. What is the highest level of dropouts in the country and what colleges?
What
colleges?
Probably the Ivies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because these smart kids go there.
Yeah.
And they've been blessed and they've done all these great things and they come around other smart kids and they're like, holy shit, I'm not that smart, and they're having trouble and they can't take it and they quit.
That's crazy.
So it's really weird. So, okay. Auto-suggestion, positive thoughts, keep repeating what you want. This is the example. He does great examples. He has a self-confidence formula, and I'll read a second of the self-confidence formula. First, I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, aggressive, and conscious, continuous action towards its attainment. You're supposed to read this every morning. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind eventually reproduce themselves in outward bodily action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my mind for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking the person I intend to be. So in other words, if you just keep on saying to yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm this person. I'm this. Your actions start to follow it. Usually actions, thoughts, but you need the thought first. You need the purpose and the thought. And if you keep repeating the thought into your head, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be the best snowboarder in the world. Whatever it is.
Right.
You start to practice.
Right.
Because you put enough passion in there and you put enough into your subconscious to say, I want the greatest business in the world.
Right.
You're going to do things to achieve that. But first you have to set that and put it into your brain. It's like programming a computer. Your brain is a computer. You have to program it. Too many people do not do that. They don't focus on what they need. You have to focus on what you need. Repeat, 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 repeat. Then the actions will follow. Third, I know that through the principle of auto-suggestion, repeating it, any desire that I persistently build in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of realizing it. Therefore, I should devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of of the factors named in the 15 lessons. So in other words, I'm going to work on these 15 lessons to help me achieve my focus. Fourth, I have clearly mapped out and written down a description of my definite purpose for the coming 5 years. So you can write anything down. Like I'll write down in 5 years, I want to have 12 more employees. You know what I mean? Or I want to build a business. We have 12 more employees.
Yeah.
And then what will you do? You will then, it's just like the 12-week year, you will have that goal, and then you will set sub-goals because you want to. So, okay, my five-year goal is this. I want to have a business big enough where I have 10 more employees. So then you'll go, all right, over the next 12 weeks, I've got to sell this many things. I want to do this many things. I got to put this many Facebook ads out or this many Instagram ads out.
Yeah.
We got to change the website around like we're doing.
Yeah.
All these things to achieve those goals. So you can't set a five-year goal and then have no sub-goals.
Right.
You've got to say, over the next 12 weeks, I'm going to do this.
Right.
Because if you go, listen, it's like anything. I have $300,000 in debt.
Ooh.
Whatever. Imagine that.
Whatever
right?
it is.
What are you going to say? Oh, you got to say, all right. It's like the book Bird by Bird. There's a great book called Bird by Bird where a child had a project crying so upset that he had this huge bird project he couldn't get to it. He waited to the end, and it was the night before, and the father said, let's just go bird by bird. So you have $300,000, pay off $500 this month, $500 in that. You can't just say it's too much. You have to start. That's why people also in the stock market do the same thing. Oh, I don't have enough money. I can't invest. I need to make big money. No, you take $20 and you put it in there every week.
Yeah.
It's those kind of things. Okay. Small pressure. So back to that. I've mapped out the written down. I've described my definite purpose, my lifespan in 5 years. I've set a price on my services for each of these 5 years. A price that I intend to earn and receive through strict application of principles of efficient, satisfactory service, which I will render in advance. So in other words, somebody has an idea to sell something, I'm going to provide value, and I'm going to make sure I'm going to charge for my value. I'm going to be this good. This is what he's saying. I'm going to say I'm going to create this project that I'm so good that I can charge for.
Okay.
That creates success. That creates self-confidence. And let's go. What's the third one? There's a lot of them here. The habit of saving, like we went through. Whatever you imagine you will earn. So whatever you set in your head, you'll earn. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So people go all over, and you look around, and you say, well, I wonder what this person's goal is. Just ask them what they're worth, what they've made, what they've done, and that's what they're asking for. Whatever you're making is what you're asking for. People don't realize you just need to ask for more. Mm. So set it to ask for more.
Okay.
Santi.
That's funny.
Whatever you got now, you're asking for. Ask for more saving efforts, opportunities, and freedom. Make a budget. Save 20% of your money. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Initiative and leadership. First, master procrastination and eliminate it.
Oh, man.
Second, understand initiative by giving it away. Spread the word. Third is leadership, which leads to self-determination, freedom, and self-development. And enlightenment. And leadership composes of self-confidence, knowledge, self-control, accurate knowledge, and moral force, self-sacrifice. So all those things are entailed. But the big part, initiative is by giving it away. So in other words, my initiative would be if I want to be successful at something, maybe I need to give away my service first. So say I want to be really successful at something. I want to be around a person.
Mm.
Just like Warren Buffett did with Benjamin Graham. He said, Ben, I'll work for you for free because I want to learn. And Ben said, you're too expensive. You're going to waste my time just teaching you. He realized the time it was. But give your service away until it's so good that you can charge for it. So what I would do, initiative and leadership, I would do a test. I would take four friends, whatever you want to sell, give it to them for free, whether it's a service, say, I want to do it for free, and then we'll just do, like, give me a before and after or something like that. I just want testimonials.
Yeah.
Then when you get that good, you put those out, and then you can charge the other people you don't know.
Right.
So get your four friends, do something for free for them. I don't know what you're selling. It could be anything. If it's a service, you give them that service for free, and then you say, all right, I want testimonials afterwards. You put it on your website. You say, listen, I helped these four people save $10,000 in 3 weeks. I don't know. Whatever it may be. And then you start charging other people for your service. And then when you charge those five people, charge 10% more for the next five. And that's how you
like
build.
Increase the price.
Yeah, just increase.
Because you're getting better at what you're doing.
You're getting more experience. Okay. Right now you don't know shit, so you're giving it away for free.
Okay.
And then, as you know more, you're worth more. You're worth more. You're worth more.
That's like, you know, a good example of that is like photographers.
Yeah. Okay.
They, you know, like people that do like wedding shoots for people, like people that are trying to start out. I feel like, you know, a lot of them are just, oh, I just have a camera. I'm trying to really get into it, trying to learn how to edit, stuff like that. So they'll do free shoots for their friends. And then, you know, word of mouth goes out like, oh, my friend's pretty good. Did some good photos. And then they build their clientele and build their brand, and then they can charge more.
Absolutely
and charge more.
True. Yeah. So, well, like I'm gonna have you record this thing at FDU.
In March,
actually,
right?
FDU, March 20th. We have before that. I'm gonna speak at the entrepreneurial school. I'm not gonna charge, because I'm just doing this and starting this whole thing.
Yeah.
So, why would I charge?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be so good that eventually people will be reaching out to me, and that's fine. I mean, they reached out, but listen, until people start reaching and reaching, and then you start going, all right, I'm good at this. We did a good job.
Yeah.
I don't deserve the charge yet. And then you get so good at it, then you can. It's the same thing. Okay. So that was – we'll have to do a two-parter on this. Let's see. A fifth is imagination. Think of what they want. Internship offers free speaking. Same thing, like we talked about. Initiation, leadership is the same thing. Imagination is very similar to the other one. Enthusiasm, you just need to be enthusiastic about what you're doing. You have to show that, because if you're going to lead a bunch of people and eventually grow a business or do something, you have to have enthusiasm. You have to spread that and keep on spreading that enthusiasm through your whole workforce. Self-control, control reactions and thoughts. So this is a good thing, because my son's been going through this. Self-control is very hard for people.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about this simple customer service, like we said before. In a B2C business that's a business to consumer, business to customer, a customer could be wrong. They could be 100% wrong. But if we lose control, we're wrong.
Right.
Like if somebody comes in, they're here at the wrong time, and they make a scene, they're like, da-da-da, no, you're wrong. But if we get angry at them and get pissed and say, this is ridiculous, we are wrong. You have to control your emotions. Like the Robert Greene book, The 48 Laws of Power, you know, it's very, 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 he talks about a lot of these things. You have to control your emotions.
Okay.
You got to control the controllables, as they say. And this is great for tennis, too. If you cannot control your emotions out there, you're going to be in big trouble. Things happen that are out of your control, and you've got to deal with them.
Right.
So self-control is very important. If people know that you fly off the handle, if you run a business, you're not going to get anybody to work for you. You're not going to get anybody to come in the door. Imagine if you just think about me. If I was... I'm trying to be as sane as I can, but imagine if I just, like, flew off the handle all the time, son. Imagine if I was out of control.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be here. That'd be crazy.
You've already wanted to quit anyways. Yeah. I mean, come on. And I'm not out of control. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So self-control is big. Maybe we'll just go through 10, and we'll do the five later. Habit of doing more that is paid for. So that's a huge thing. People, that's number 8. If people can master that... Say you got one thing to do, and you come back and do 4 things for me. Like, this person's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you do more than what is paid for,
right,
you are going to always be successful.
Right.
So go the extra thing. Say, hey, listen, you wanted this report? I got this, but I think there's 3 other things you should be looking at, and I did these reports too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? Number 9, pleasing personality. This is just like enthusiasm. Ask how people are. Smile.
Right.
Be nice, right? Be generally interested in someone else.
Right.
Be generally curious about people and be worried about people's happiness.
Yeah.
Just be. It takes, I always say it takes 5 seconds to be pleasing, and it's a lot more energy to be angry. It takes seconds to be nice.
Yeah.
Just give somebody a smile. You know how much a smile, I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's in Dale Carnegie's book and in Danny Meyer's book, smiling and knowing someone's name. Oh, my Lord, it's fantastic. People are just so happy. So just try to do that. And the last one before we go through, we'll do part two on this. Number 10, accurate thought. What you put into your mind, you will control your action. Only enter into your mind what is needed for your chief aim. Mastermind. Auto-suggestion. Feed your subconscious mind only positive constructive stuff. So you really have accurate thought. Control what goes in.
Right.
Think about your mind. Think about all day. Think about all the thoughts you have all day.
Okay.
Think about how many negative thoughts you have.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
How can we think about how we can function? Think about how many, 24 hours a day, how many minutes, blah, blah, blah. You know how many negative thoughts we have all day?
A lot.
If we just replace them with a phrase like, it's in the law of success, day by day, in every way, I'm getting more successful. I mean, if you just keep repeating that to yourself, it's just going to make you feel like, okay, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
We say so many negative things to ourselves. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I find myself saying it too.
Okay.
And it's just saying, all right, no, whatever. Even if it's thoughts about how you're feeling, I don't feel well about whatever. You know what I mean? They're all negative thoughts. Oh, my wrist bothered. No, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
Right.
You have to control thoughts like it's a ball coming in your face. You have to just defend them. That's why people around you that are negative, people that are judge and criticize and all that, you get them out of there like a cancer.
Okay.
Get them out. Because those thoughts will bleed into your head. You only want positive thoughts around you.
Right.
And you should go through the day, wake up in the morning, and realize how many negative thoughts you have.
Yeah.
Just try to, it's probably limitless how many we have.
Yeah.
How many positive thoughts do you think you have a day?
A day? I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. So just be aware of it.
Okay.
But those are 10. Law of Success, Napoleon Hill. Read the book. It's incredible. It's basically the Bible for all these self-help books. Dale Carnegie Andrew Carnegie is the writer, told Napoleon Hill to write this. Again, Andrew Carnegie commissioned him to write it. Anthony Robbins, all these successful people, it's all the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All the same stuff. So we'll do the next 5 next time. Everybody, control your thoughts. The answers and the actions. Keep doing things. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.